Welcome back inside Ottawa Stadium. AJ Jakubek, Graham Creech with you here, along with our producer, Dean Staff. We'll bring in our next guest here shortly, AJ Wright from the Ottawa Titans, as we're here for the home opener. First ever home game in Titans history. 6:30 start. They take on Evansville. Cam Clement is producing back at our TSN 1200 studio on the market. Here's what you need to know today. It's getting down to the short strokes as the CFL has made another offer to the CFLPA, and a rejection of the latest offer would basically result in no preseason game for the Red Blacks on Friday, and probably a lot worse. So we'll hope for some good news on the labor front when it comes to the Canadian Football League. Calgary at Edmonton tonight, 1-2 in the NHL. Oilers up 2-1 in that series. Carolina takes on the Rangers with the Canes up 2-1 there. Canada beat France 7-1 at the World Championship, their third in the group. And Canada Basketball announced that their core group of 14 men's players through the 2024 Olympics in Paris will include the likes of Jamal Murray, RJ Barrett, Dylan Brooks, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It does not include Andrew Wiggins, who could get to the finals in the NBA for the first time if the Warriors take care of business at home to Dallas. That's what you need to know as we bring in our next guest. Infielder for the Ottawa Titans, leads the league in home runs, right near the top in average as well, AJ Wright. AJ, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Real solid name, by the way.
Top, I feel left out for sure.
Top drawer name for sure. By the way, what does AJ stand for?
Austin Jeffrey.
Beauty. Beauty. We got an Austin Jeffrey and an Aaron John, and got a Graham here as well. So tell us about your inaugural season. It's not your inaugural season of pro ball, but your inaugural season here in Ottawa. How's it going so far for you?
So far, so good. I mean, it was a little bit of an adjustment coming up here from New Jersey, but, you know, as the time went on, as we got to know each other, we started finding stuff to do. Couldn't do much the past couple weeks because we were in the States playing, but, you know, it's good to get back here.
Obviously, connection with Bobby Brown. Is there any other connection that you had previously to the city of Ottawa or this franchise, brand new franchise, but anyone else that you came with?
A couple players, Luke Navigato, Clay Fisher, Jacob Talamante, Chris Barisa. We were all in Montana last year. So it was good to know a few people coming up here. This is my first time out of the U.S., so it's good to have people to know up here.
How are you liking Canada so far?
I don't like it. I don't mind it. So far, so good.
What's different so far for you? I mean, it hasn't been too long. You're not deep into the season yet. You guys started the season with a week and a half road trip. But what's the most noticeable difference for you so far?
All the measurements, all the miles per hour to kilometers an hour, all the money issues that I had coming up here, but it's kind of easy to get used to. It was just a little hard for the first couple of days I was here.
So you begin with a road trip, and obviously a lot of you came together to this team, but a lot of new faces for sure too. Was it nice to spend some time on the road, get to know you guys a little bit?
Yeah, I think that's the best part about starting off on the road, just getting to hang out with the guys more than what we might hear, going to dinner, lunch, all that stuff, bus rides too, the long bus rides.
You ever, playing college ball, playing in Montana, ever do something as long as the trip that you guys just did?
No, that was a lot. Probably, I guess, close to 25 hours on the bus. That was a lot, but, I mean, you sleep on the floor, sleep in the chairs. You do whatever you can to get some rest.
So what did you do to stay busy on the bus? What kept you occupied?
Playing Candy Crush a little bit. Just playing some games on my phone, watching some shows on Netflix when I could. And then trying to get as much sleep in the wee hours of the morning when we were still driving.
We spoke to your manager last week, and he talked about constructing the club that fits this ballpark. Can you maybe speak a little bit to that and how this should be a pretty good park for your club?
Yeah, I mean, Bobby's always told us not to try and hit too many homers here because it's a bigger park. A lot of the other ones we play at are smaller, so we can get away with the homers. But, I mean, if we all stick to what we know and go gap to gap with our hits, I think we're going to have some success here.
When it comes to independent baseball, is there a sense now when you get to this level that, hey, you know what, the dream's still alive? There's guys that get to the majors from this level and that you're pushing to prolong your career and potentially, you know, live the dream?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a little bit of a long shot, but that's what keeps me going too. I think I could still play at a high level, which is why I'm still doing this. Obviously can't play baseball my whole life, so I might as well give it a shot while I can.
Maybe talk a little bit about your time at school and your path to professional baseball the last couple of years.
Well, after I graduated in 2019 from UMBC, I didn't do anything for that summer following my graduation. But 2020, I was in the Frontier COVID League. COVID really hurt that, too, because obviously couldn't do much. It wasn't a very long season. But then last year I was in the Empire League in New York, had success there, and eventually ended out in Montana with Bobby Brown and the Missoula Paddleheads.
When I think of UMBC, I think of the Retrievers. I know that off the top of my head because I know about 16-1 and the University of Virginia, and the only upset were a 16-1 in college basketball. What was it like being on campus, because you were there at that time when they pulled the upset?
You know, I want to say I knew we were going to win, but obviously 16-1 hasn't happened, so I knew it was a long shot too. But it was fun. It got a lot of attention brought to us, good attention for the most part. I think people started hating us a little bit for a while. And we got a lot of new students at the school, so school is still on the rise now as we speak.
What was the relationship like between the baseball team and the basketball team when that's going on?
It was good. I mean, we see each other walking around campus or in study hall or wherever, really. Just congratulating them, letting them know that it was big time. Obviously, never happened before. But we were all supportive of them. They were supportive of us when we were winning. So it was all love down there.
Can you name another Cherry Hill, New Jersey native that played professional sports in this market? There's my trivia question to you.
Hockey, Johnny Gaudreau.
He's Cherry Hill as well?
I think so. Bobby Ryan.
Bobby Ryan. Nice. There you go.
I knew that one.
Are you a hockey guy then?
Yeah, Flyers. Flyers fan, but not too good this year.
How closely do you follow? Like you said, you're a Flyers fan, but is hockey, where would you rank it in terms of your favorite sports?
Playoff hockey is different in Philly too. That's real exciting to be a part of, be able to go to those games. But just being a baseball player, obviously I put the Phillies ahead of them. Football too with the Eagles, they're always exciting, and the Sixers obviously are doing pretty well. But I'd say hockey's probably the most exciting out of all of them.
Okay.
Joined by A.J. Wright, infielder for the Ottawa Titans. Home opener tonight. How exciting is that? I mean, after getting on the road for 9 days or 9 games, just to be back home ballpark and just the excitement of first ever game at home for this franchise.
Yeah, it's exciting to get back after that long road trip we had. I think all the players are aware of how much support we've gotten from the city, from the fans. And luckily we came back with a winning record on the road, which is a good start to the season. Have these have the fans something to look forward to when we get back.
And who should the fan, beyond you, which is an obvious one, who should the fans be excited to watch here tonight?
Put me on the spot. I can't pick anyone. I think we've all had good success to start the year. Hopefully we can put on a good show for the fans tonight.
Awesome stuff. Well, AJ, really appreciate the time, and best of luck. Excited to have baseball back in town, and excited to watch you play here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
That's AJ Wright joining us, infielder for the Ottawa Titans. 6:30 start as they take on Evansville in the home opener. Back with more of The Drive in a moment here on TSN 1200.